Well, this bailout for Wall Street was a very, very tough vote for me. I've been here a while and cast a lot of tough votes, but this is one of the tougher ones. I attended all the caucuses that we had on this proposal. I've reached out to constituents. I've talked to bankers. I've talked to economists. Attended every meeting, try to learn more and more about this situation. There's no doubt things have run amok, and now there's panic on Wall Street. But because there's panic on Wall Street because of risky investments made by highfalutin Wall Street stockbrokers and excessive profits like the Washington Mutual CEO who worked there for 13 days and got paid $18 million, then you wonder why Wall Street has financial problems. It sort of went against the grain, this bailout, of everything we stand for in Northern Michigan. We work hard, play by the rules, we scrape and fight to provide for our families, and no one's offering us bailouts when we have tough economic times. We're told we have to file bankruptcy, and then we have to go back and pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. I think the Congress could have done different ways. We could have maybe given a loan guarantee where there's interest rates, much like we did with the auto industry lately. I think there were a couple different ways we could approach it, but the urgency of the matter that the legislation was drafted by a few people who mean well, and I think they've done a good job of putting forth this package in a short period of time, but I just didn't see where there was going to be the accountability. When they say they will not be, when the proponents say that they're not going to bail out the executives, well, that's not true. As long as you don't take more than $300 million from the government, you can pay your executive anything you want. The taxpayers are going to flip this bill. And they say, well, we'll try to recoup our money. But that's not $700 billion that goes on our national debt. What about that interest? What about the cost of the administration of this $700 billion to Wall Street? And you know who's making all the decisions on as what assets to buy and what assets not to buy is Secretary Paulson, the same guy who came from Wall Street. It seems like the people who got us in this trouble, now we're going to turn around and give them $700 billion of your tax dollars and say, work it out. I mean, we were in this trouble because Wall Street and others were willing to give people what we call ninja loans. No job, no assets, no income. You qualify for a home mortgage. We need accountability. We need accountability of this market. I think government should be there to help out Wall Street. But I think Wall Street has got to solve their internal problems of excessive pay, excessive speculation with your money, and bring some accountability to this whole process. It's interesting note, in the last few days, the FBI has opened up investigations. That's because they expect to find corruption and probably criminal activity going on with these so-called real estate transactions. I just, in good conscience, could not vote for this. I don't think there's enough in the legislation to hold Wall Street accountable. There's not enough protection for the U.S. taxpayers. And we just have to get this market and our financial houses in order. And you don't do it by throwing out a $700 billion lifeline to the people who put us in this mess to begin with. So I voted no on this legislation. It's interesting to note that the speaker, we have adjourned, but not sine die. In other words, the speaker can call us back at any time if things get worse or this financial crisis grows. Speaker can call us back at any time. We have not adjourned for a year. We're on recess through the campaign, through the election. But if things go worse, we can come back. That shows you the uncertainty of what we did. We're not even confident the $700 billion is going to solve this issue. And they already got backup plans to call us back if this doesn't stabilize the markets.